Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And it feels so good to be back after taking a small little mini break. Had to get a lot of things organized and ready, just working on a very big move for my family. And because of that, it's kind of taken over, and I wanted to make sure that when I came back that I was fully refreshed to be fully present with the podcast. And sometimes we just need a little break. It just is what it is. I really don't have to explain it. But I wanted to make sure that I come back and I am in the energy to share. There's been so much going on the back end of Captivating Courtship. One, getting ready for the next enrollment period for the winter cohort. The next enrollment period will be, I don't want to hold me to, I believe it starts in November, but I don't want to say the exact date because I don't have it right in front of me, but there is an upcoming enrollment period along with the next Captivating Weekend that's going to take place for the women of the coaching community. That's going to take place in November. Now, I do believe that is November 10th through the 12th. Very excited to host the next in the second Captivating Weekend. We hosted the first one in July. It was a great experience. It was the first. We kept it kind of light and just like navigated through it, working on a lot of things to make this one an even more interactive experience, an even better experience. It was great. Just the 3-day virtual retreat was really a beautiful experience for the women in the coaching community. The bonding, the connections, the clarity, so much was received over that time. Definitely looking forward to going deeper for this one. And also for the new women in the program, the women that couldn't join the previous one, being able to give them that experience as well. So definitely looking forward to that. Along with a lot of other things on the back end of coaching. One, we are working on the new Ask a Coach feature, which I totally got from Stacey Bayman. She was the first coach that I ever knew to include that. And I decided that's something that I do want moving forward in the CCC program. Doubling down on the CCC program for the rest of the year and for 2024, just really putting all the focus of Captivating Courtship into the 8 love loops, the relationship patterns, and the CCC program, and really just putting all focus into those two avenues. So I'm definitely looking forward to that and growing with that, along with some of the newer focus when it comes to the program as far as the internal work, the spiritual work, the ability to fully trust and surrender to the process and navigating your emotions through that. And I know that we talk about it, that's always going to be a part of the Captivating Courtship brand, but really leaning into that even more and bringing that more to the forefront, because I think sometimes there's a big misunderstanding about what we do here at Captivating Courtship and the true benefit of coaching. And for some, they think that coaching is all about, oh, I just want to meet someone, just tell me where to meet someone, just show me where to meet someone, how do I online date, all those things. And that's really not the focus and the true work that we do in coaching when you show up to coaching calls, when you are a part of the CCC community. The true work and the true benefit of being part of the community is the personal development, the inner work, the spiritual growth, the inner, just all of the healing that you go through as you are navigating relationships, and not just your romantic relationships, but your relationships at large, because how you show up in one area of your life is how you show up in another. So it has a impact across the board. And as you are healing your patterns and increasing your self-worth and increasing your confidence, and you're learning how to regulate and manage your emotions and how to simmer down those thoughts and how to navigate relationships, you will see that impact your work life, your finances, just other areas of your life, where you'll also see yourself growing and it spilling over and just creating a more aligned life that feels really good. There's been a lot of positive news lately in the CCC community with women taking action and attracting commitment and just their love life starting to move forward. And I really encourage you, if this is something that you have been on the fence about learning more about coaching, learning more about the CCC community, see what options are available to you. I highly encourage you to, at the very least, give yourself the gift of booking a consultation, giving yourself the opportunity to do a clarity call so that you can get clear on what your options are and how you can become a part of this beautiful growing community. Today's call, it's a Monday, and I'm kind of doing this podcast on a spot. Usually podcasts are pre-recorded, but I'm doing this podcast on a spot. But today's call was really beautiful, and it reminded me so much of the reason why I created this community, seeing so many high achieving women show up, make time in their morning and in their day. And don't worry, if you can't show up live to every call, it's not a big deal. Don't make that a reason not to show up. You show up when you can. You have access to the community, you have access to the coaching call replays, you have access now to Ask a Coach. You have so much support available to you. Don't get in your own way when you can be thoroughly supported in this area and do so much work that's going to benefit you in your life for a lifetime. But just being on today's call and seeing women, I mean, from all different type of career backgrounds and educational backgrounds and cultural backgrounds, and seeing everyone on the call today show up so vulnerable, so open, so loving, and just sharing their experiences, seeking help, seeking clarity, and also sharing their wins, it's always just a great reminder of why I created this community and why we're here to do the work and where we're growing into and what the goal of CCC actually is. Sorry if I'm stumbling today. I have a lot on my mind, but I'm pushing through. But I'm super excited to be here with you. And as new things are developing in the coaching program, as we are continuing to grow, I grow as a coach, and the more that I learn about my best gifts and how I support my clients and how I can support you and what we really truly want to create here at Captivating Courtship, I just want to invite you to stay connected, to continue to share and share the podcast, share the emails, share whatever content, share the it's really a mini course. I say the Love Loops Masterclass, but it's really a mini course because it's a full-on course. Share that free course. It's 100% free. Share. Let other women into this community so that we can grow as a whole. Because when women are doing well, the world does well. So let's talk about going from anxiously attached to trusting the courtship process and letting go of control. I picked this topic today because over the last week or two in the CCC community, there has been a lot of talk about whether it's the cold guys or whether it's being anxious and overthinking. And that is a common thing that comes up. Most of the women that we work with are trophy chasers. If you're familiar with the love loop pattern, if you're not, go watch the free mini course so that you can get clear on your patterns. But for so many of the women that we work with, they are trophy chasers. And even if they're not a trophy chaser, they are one of the other pattern types. But a lot of the clients, most of the women that we work with, are high achievers who are also anxious overthinkers. And as someone who also identifies as an anxious overthinker, I totally get you. I totally feel you. And when you are in a space of feeling anxiety of any area of life, if you're a worrier, if you're an overthinker, if you find yourself getting into that space, it's really, really hard to detach from a particular outcome. It doesn't matter if we're referring to life goals, if you're referring to relationship goals. I know with me, with making this big move that we're making, it's just on my mind nonstop. It's overwhelming. It causes all types of stress and all type of emotions throughout my body. So I constantly have to regulate my emotions, and sometimes I'm not successful at it. Like, just being honest, sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. But because of my level of awareness, and because I do have some tools and methods to help me process and work through it, it is way easier than it may have been years ago, for sure. But if you are in the courtship process, and if you find yourself in relationships, or when you're dealing with men, that you get anxiously attached or you get super emotionally attached, and you have a hard time with your anxious overthinking, ruminating thoughts, spiraling thoughts, find yourself being very emotionally reactive, whether that comes out through text messages or phone calls, just leaning in and getting to a space where you know that you are rushing the process and trying to control the process instead of allowing the relationship to unfold, allowing things to unfold, it can be really difficult to navigate courtship with confidence and in your worth and being able to move to commitment. Now, this can be a major blocker for you, especially if you find yourself always getting to the same place and then sabotaging, whether that's sabotaging with communication, your reactions, running away from the relationship, avoiding communication, whatever those things are. When you get into that space of anxiety and fear, or you try to rush into try to control the process in order to seek security, because what's going on within you is that you're operating from a place of survival. You're in love survival mode. Your fight or flight senses are kicking in, and on a deeper subconscious level, you're reacting to a wound. You're reacting to old patterns. Now, whether this is valid or not, like, you could be 100% on point. Maybe your intuition is going off. Maybe something with your values is disconnected. Maybe the anxiety is being triggered because there are some triggers that are coming up for you because you're going against what you should be doing when it comes to relationships or when it comes to the courtship process. Or you could be simply reacting out of fear and not going off of any true information or evidence that's been presented to you. So maybe you're reacting to some childhood trauma. Maybe you're reacting to some past relationship trauma. Maybe you've been in a loop with certain type of relationships and your brain is simply trying to anticipate hurt and pain down the line. And you're trying your best to protect yourself. You're trying your best to avoid it. So you go into an anxious, reactive, emotional state. It could be either one of those. Most of the time when the women that I work with, when they fall into this place, it's because you are seeking security. You deeply, sincerely desire to feel safe. You are seeking security. You are seeking validation. Your brain is trying to figure out how to solve this puzzle in order to get your needs met. I find that for many of the women that I work with, getting the needs met has very little to do with the man's consistency or the man showing some sort of interest. I find that what's most triggering for many of the women that I work with is when a man is consistent and when he has been showing some level of intention or some level of pursuing, and it feels good and it feels almost too good to be true. So they're waiting for the shoe to drop. Or he's showing up and he is being present and he is being consistent, but maybe he's not validating you on a deeper emotional level that makes you feel secure and makes you feel confident and as though you are making the right decision with this man. So you may find yourself going into spiraling thoughts, a lot of ruminating thoughts. You may find yourself losing focus on things that you should be doing in your life, whether it's taking care of yourself, taking care of your goals or your home or spending more time with family and friends, whether those, but you find yourself super distracted where all you can do is think about solving this problem. And it's really painful to be in that space because it's causing you to overthink. It's causing you to not be able to be present, to actually enjoy the man and enjoy where things are, enjoy what you are receiving. And it's not saying for you not to have clarity. I 100% believe that as a woman, you deserve to be clear on where the relationship is. You deserve to be clear about who you're giving your time to, where you're giving time to, but it's how you do it that can either help to guide you through that bridge of trust that we talk about in CCC for the coaching clients. How you navigate that bridge of trust, how you move towards commitment, that trust factor, a lot of it is founded in your ability to manage your emotions. If this is a guy who is a warm or a hot guy, if this is a guy who is interested in you, if this is a guy who simply cares and he is serious about you, or at least considering being serious about you, how you communicate, how you manage your emotions, how you handle this anxious attachment can truly make or break the relationship. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, well, if he really likes me, he should stick through it. It shouldn't matter. That sounds really great if you're a woman that's under 30. But if you're a woman that's over 30, especially a woman that's over 35, how you manage your emotions, your communication, how you build that bridge of trust plays a major role. It's even more important for those of you who are over 30, or I'll say at least over 35. It's even more important for you how you build that bridge of trust because of the age group of men that you're dealing with, and they have their own stuff. Life has hit them. They have their things that they're working through as well. So the ability for them to feel safe with you when you're anxious and leaning in and being either needy or clingy or argumentative or combative or seeking a lot of validation from feeling insecure, that can cause a lot of disconnect in the emotional connection and doesn't allow you to continue to move towards commitment. And this is usually where a lot of anxiously attached women fall off. Now, you might even find yourself getting ghosted sometimes because of this behavior. And this is something that's really important to be honest about. Because sometimes when women say that they've been ghosted or that the man just disappeared, there's a lack of accountability for what transpired prior to the ghosting. Now, that's not giving the ghoster a pass. That's not giving avoidance a pass. If you're an avoidant, you're a ghost, or you just shut down and don't communicate, I'm not giving you a pass. However, for those of you that are anxiously attached and you know deep down inside that when you experience ghosting, some of the time it may be because of those arguments or those super long text messages or how you communicated, how you emotionally reacted to a situation that caused the relationship to just break. So we want to get you off of that treadmill. We want to get you out of that loop so that you understand how to let go of control and actually enjoy the courtship process. Now, if this is happening, coming up for you a lot in the first 30 days, I want to set that aside for you because you definitely going to need some coaching to understand how to navigate so you stop pushing men away before you even get a chance to get to know them. If you're anxiously attaching in the first 1 or 2 weeks, reach out for coaching. You want to work on this. We can work on this, work on the healing, work on helping you to understand how to navigate the process so that you understand how to navigate and what to anticipate, because your brain is just really reacting to trying to hurry up and get some type of security and out of fear. But if this is coming up for you after 30 days, let's say you've been getting to know a man for 2 months, 3 months, maybe even 6 months, and you find yourself super, super anxious and you're having a hard time because you just want that security. You just want to get the commitment and you're having a hard time moving towards commitment, then definitely understanding how to navigate the bridge of trust and how to navigate the courtship process is what you need so that you can let go and release control and actually enjoy courtship, because you don't want to keep applying pressure and pushing the man away. It's not a healthy space. It's not a good space. And it's not going to build the type of connection that's going to allow the man to feel safe to commit to you. He doesn't want drama and conflict. He doesn't want a drama queen. And I know deep down inside, you don't want to be that either. It's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable when you are showing up either needy or seeking a lot of validation or argumentative or combative or clingy or emotionally reactive. That's not a proud space to be in, right? So you want to be grounded in your worth, grounded in your deservingness, really clear and confident. And a lot of that is going to have to do with your ability to navigate the courtship process and break the cycle of falling into the same space over and over again. You have probably found yourself getting to 2 months or 90 days or 6 months or somewhere in this process where every single time you get to the same place, things never progress forward and never progresses to the actual commitment and never fully moves to you feeling as though you are fully secure in that relationship. Let me help you with that. So what do you need to do instead? So if you have been leaning in and you think that the solution is for you to just seek clarity, for you to just get the information, for you to just, you know, have a confront him or make sure that he's not wasting your time or make sure that he's serious about you, and you haven't even gotten to 90 days or maybe you've gotten to 6 months, but there's some type of disconnection or some type of lack of clarity, I want to encourage you first to get some understanding of what the actual courtship process is supposed to look like. Because right now, you probably are reacting to your thoughts and seeking validation. You're probably rushing the courtship process. You probably have stopped qualifying him as commitment ready, which is a big thing that we often have to revisit in coaching, is encouraging the women, go back to the commitment ready checklist. What is his score in the commitment ready checklist? What is the number? Look at that. Use the tools that are given to you in the program, because if you have this information, it can ease your mind and you can understand what's really going on, where you really are in the courtship process. And then that can also help us to understand what steps you need to take so that you feel secure and you feel confident and you understand how to navigate courtship. And then we also want you getting back into a space of living your captivating life, because if you're so focused on the man and all your energy is on him and trying to get validated, trying to get security, 9 times out of 10, you're out of alignment with your values. You're not focused on healing and transforming your patterns so you can stop repeating them. You're no longer in your open feminine receiving energy. So there's a disconnect with your ability to make a true heartfelt connection. So here's what you want to do instead. The first thing is, I want you to get really clear and confident so that you know the courtship process and what to expect. You need to know what to expect and how to navigate the process and bring that to coaching, whether you post in a community, navigate the student portal, or show up to the live coaching calls. You need to bring that stuff to coaching so that you can make sure that you are crystal clear on where you are in the courtship process. What are the next steps to take so that you can decrease your anxiety? How we navigate the process in CCC is based upon what's been proven to work. It's based upon data. It's based upon what has successfully worked for my now married clients. So I want you to use the best tools and the information based upon what's proven to work and allow yourself to lean in and trust the process. I know it's really hard, and that's why you have to do the work of healing your wounds and your patterns so that you can manage your emotions and stop sabotaging your love life. So we want to make sure that you're revisiting any of the modules on wounds and worth, working through those, doing the meditations, allowing yourself to be guided through the process so that you are healing your patterns. You're feeling very whole and worthy and deserving. You can stop reacting. And if there's any beliefs, anything that comes up for you, you bring that stuff to coaching so that you're getting your brain cleared out. You're getting supported by other like-minded women, by other women who are either ahead of you or right behind you or walking right beside you in this loving community that want to see you win. You don't have to rely on your girlfriends that have not been proven to have success. They do not have a method. You do not have to rely on your family. Not saying that you shouldn't seek their input, but you also want to set yourself up for success. And if you've been relying on them up to this point and it hasn't quite helped you, it's time to do something different. And then you want to make sure that you are also taking aligned action so that you're creating proof on a deeper subconscious level when it comes to your love life. And that can look like several different things depending on where you are in the courtship process. Now, that could mean slowing down a process, understanding that there are some things that need to happen on this bridge to commitment that you haven't taken those steps yet. So it's like, okay, wait, you're not there yet. You're not ready for that conversation. You're not ready for that type of relationship yet. You guys still have some other things to do on this bridge before you get to commitment. So let's focus on these things next, and then you'll be moving closer to commitment with this man, and then you'll be ready to have the conversation. But you need to understand how to actually navigate the process. Maybe it's the conversations, how you're having the commitment conversations, how you're having those talks about where the future is headed. Or maybe you're just having conversations with the wrong guy. Maybe he's not commitment ready and you need to go back to your tools and look in your toolkit and see, okay, is he actually in alignment with my authentic values? Is he actually on code for commitment? Is he actually commitment ready? Is he actually aligned with my compatible king? And double check and use those tools in the program that'll help ease your anxiety so that you can release control, get back on your throne, step into your feminine observing energy, and allow you to truly do this work. Now, if you are already on the path of trying to find a partner, or this is something that you know that you're truly ready for, I want to encourage you to book a call today. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and book a 60-minute consultation. We're going to meet face-to-face on video. We're going to have a great conversation about where you are in your love life, where you want to go, and what exactly is holding you back. And at the very least, you're going to walk away with an understanding of your love life and what you need to do to move forward. And if coaching is the next best step for you, we can talk about which of the three tiers of enrollment will work best for you in your life right now to support you for your goals. And I would love for you to be a part of it, especially if you are an anxiously attached, high achieving woman who wants to be partnered, who wants a healthy relationship, who wants to stop repeating past patterns. We want to welcome you into the CCC community. Now, if you've been telling yourself, well, this is just how I am and this is just how things are, or I've already done therapy, I don't need to do coaching, I want to challenge you on that, because it's a difference between talk therapy and healing work, and it's a difference between doing the work to understand how to navigate courtship, not just on an internal healing level and personal growth, but even on a spiritual level of understanding what you're experiencing and being able to do that in community. And it's a beautiful process and a beautiful experience when you have other like-minded women to back you and to support you and create that safe space, because a lot of times successful, high-achieving women don't have safe spaces. They don't have places to be vulnerable. They don't have places to be able to feel safe and secure and to be able to create more balance in their life when it comes to their feminine energy. So I want to invite you to step up to that opportunity and be a part of our community. And at the very basic tier, you're going to have lifetime access to being in the CCC community and the student portal. So you will always be supported. You will always have exactly what you need to navigate this process until you attract the right partner for you. So I hope that you will book a call and go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and complete the mini application, book your call, and let's do a quick 60-minute consultation where we can sit and just talk and get very clear on your love life, so that at the very least you can walk away and understand what options are available for you, and you can also choose to make the decision to become a part of the new CCC community. I can't wait to speak with you and meet with you. You have a wonderful, wonderful week. If you're a high-achieving woman who wants to make more connections, have better courtship experiences, and commit to the right ready man, I want to invite you to a free 60-minute consultation with me. On this call, we're going to get clear on three things: where you are in your love life, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. And then we'll discuss the next best steps for you to make this happen quickly. Now, at the end of this consultation, I'm going to give a special invite for you to work with me. This consultation will help you discover which program will give you the most success right now. And because I'm going to tell you what it took me 7 years to perfect, how to connect, court, and commit to the right ready man, I'm so sure that I can transform your love life that I'll offer you an unusual guarantee. You ready? Simply go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and apply and book your call. The link is in the show notes.